A consulting firm recommended how the governments could spend the money over the next 14 years. Several areas include preventative services, expanding treatment options, and reducing stigma. But before spending the money, the local governments have to decide who will be in charge of implementing their plan. Rhiannon Strait is with Stedman Group. She recommends the governments choose a model that has both public officials and private citizens.
This is a balancing act, and we're trying to identify an approach that reduces the burden on city and county staff and electeds, but still provides some level of control and say.
In 2021, Sedgwick County's overdose death rate was twice the state average. For KMUW News, I'm Mia Hennen.